Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, November 23rd, 2005. Today's message is titled, Thankfulness Matters. And I use a portion of a scripture verse from Luke 17, verse 16. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. Several years ago, there was a popular bumper sticker that asked, "Have you hugged your kid today?" But I only once saw one that asked, "Have you thanked God today?" I believe that's a great question. These last several days in my family, we have had the occasion to express thanks to God for my mom and a life well lived. It seems to take the homegoing to really get a perspective on characteristics that are such a blessing. Unthankfulness is one of the most dominant and universal sins in the human race. The Apostle Paul, in his panoramic view of human depravity, makes this statement: "They neither glorified him as God, nor gave thanks to him." Yet Jesus taught that God is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. This can be observed as we note the outpouring of God's kindness upon a world that is overwhelmingly ungrateful. The basic needs and blessings of life in air, water, food, favorable climate, and so forth have been abundantly poured out even on the most ungrateful and wicked by a kind and benevolent God. But thankfulness matters to God, and Jesus uses a real experience to emphasize this. He had healed 10 lepers, but only one returned to thank him. Picture the wonderful scene as this man came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. In response, Jesus asked 3 questions. Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? As I read these questions, I try to get a sense of the tone in our Lord's voice. It could be read with terse disbelief at such ingratitude. It could be read with anger. But I believe Jesus expressed a deep sadness as he asked these questions, for which he surely already knew the answer. I want to be like the one that returned. Although I've never had a physical condition known as leprosy, I am aware of God's abundant blessings in my life. Thank God for the many blessings I enjoy along with the ungrateful and wicked. The beauty of a fresh snowfall. The first snow flurries of the season, in fact, are coming down today in our region of the world. I have a loving family and many friends, and the list goes on and on and on. But most of all, I'm thankful for the spiritual blessings I have in Christ. I am a child of the King. And that's the best blessing of all, and something we can all, by faith, share. Have you placed your faith in Christ today? And are you expressing gratitude regularly, daily? Share a portion of a song right now. Many of you have heard. We sang it in the church we were at Sunday morning. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. And now my wife is going to share a brief prayer expressing our thanks today.
Jesus, I want to express my gratitude for all the marvelous blessings I enjoy daily. You abundantly supply me with so many gracious blessings that I don't even give thought to the majority of them. I thank you not only for what you've done for me, but what you've done in me. You transformed a life that was lost. You turned my sorrow into joy. You exchanged my sin for grace. You replaced my condemnation with forgiveness. In thanksgiving, may I be a person of thanks living, living daily with a heart of thanks for your immeasurable and inexhaustible goodness to me each new day. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that prayer, Brooksine. This is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast. I'm Stephen C. Weber, and that was my wife, Brooksine. We share these messages each weekday morning through email, the web, an RSS feed, and this podcast. If you have access to the web, we do have a photo up today of my family after my mom's memorial service this last Monday. And if you follow this series, you're aware my mother passed away last week. We had her service Monday morning. I have a photo up of my three siblings, so two brothers and a sister. Also have a link to audio of that wonderful song, Give Thanks with a Grateful Heart. It's from a live service in a church in Canada. Also, had noted, beautiful day today, cold. We're getting the first snow flurries of the season. And my final note today for any of you that have, well, you do, if you're listening to this, you have the capability to get this. If you go to the website or email post, I have a little audio quiz, and it happens to be a sound that I am very thankful for. And I'm not going to tell what it is. You listen and see if you can determine. And I guess when I listened to it, and if I had no idea, I might have a number of different answers to the question, but there's only one right answer, and it is something that I'm thankful for. Have a blessed day today. If you live here in the United States, tomorrow's Thanksgiving. Have a blessed time wherever you are. Be careful. And if you live anywhere else in the world, I don't think you have a day. I think Canadians do, actually. I'm not sure if other countries, but it's Thanksgiving for you, too, as well, for we're to be thankful every single day. Our blessings to each listener today.